This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Monday, October 30th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger.
The global union, which represents public sector workers, will be holding its Congress in Geneva, October 30th to November 3rd. Public Services International, the PSI, represents more than 20 million workers who are members of 700 unions in 154 countries. Its affiliated national unions include Unison and Unite in the UK. In the United States, large public sector unions such as AFSCME and SEIU are affiliated to PSI. This will be the 30th PSI Congress since it was founded 110 years ago in 1907. I talked to PSI's General Secretary, Rosa Pavanelli. I asked her to outline some of the major issues the Congress delegates will be addressing.
The Congress will define the program of action of PSI for the next 5 years. For us, it's important to consolidate the work that we have been developing so far and we want to enhance in the next 5 years related to tax justice and to a fair system of trade. Tax justice is one of our priorities because we consider that without a fair tax system at global level, it won't be possible to eradicate poverty and it won't be possible to create the condition for reducing poverty and to reestablish more equality around the world. The second theme that is important for us is the fact that our fight against privatization of public services, and in particular this wave of public-private partnerships that are the real tool to open the door for privatization of public services, is continuing around the world. Fighting against privatization of public services, not just protecting jobs and quality jobs in public services, but it's about ensuring the enjoyment of fundamental human rights for the population around the world.
One of the pre-Congress sessions focused on young workers. At the session, Leo Hyde talked about the need to provide interns decent wages and working conditions. Mr. Hyde has been leading a PSI campaign against unpaid internships.
When it comes to union involvement with internships, it's kind of a tricky subject because, of course, unions rely on member dues to function, and interns can't really pay member dues when they're either being unpaid or really, really badly paid. So it's kind of tough getting unions to move on it, but I think it's really, really important because it's a chance to kind of involve young people in the union movement at such a young age and to get them as kind of like lifelong members. And if you don't do it at that age and they see that unions are only protecting the full employees and don't care about young people, then you're going to kind of breed this cynicism about unions. So I think it's really important that we need to start from there. In terms of the campaign, we've had a few successes. PSI worked with the European Youth Forum to bring an EU ombudsman complaint and develop the EU ombudsman complaint against the use of unpaid interns within EU institutions. And the ombudsman ruled that it was illegal, and so now every EU institution has to pay their interns, which is good news. And so, yeah, I guess I basically say to any unions out there, I mean, if we don't involve young people properly soon, then there's only going to be rest home unions left, which would be terrible. So, I mean, I think that young people need to have actual involvement in unions. It shouldn't be some sort of token thing where the young people sit in a corner by themselves. It should be like actual involvement in leadership, which we're not seeing enough of. So, yeah, I mean, it's awesome to see all these young faces here. It's the youngest union group I've ever seen. Cool.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Radio Labor will be reporting directly from the PSI Congress in Geneva throughout the week. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.